Hey, what's up? And welcome to another episode of Tea and Conversation.
Absolutely. We are so glad that you all are joining us again this
evening.
Hold on.
I need to know what kind of tea we sipping on.
Oh, well, I had peach tea bags in the cabinet, but this is the thing. Are you going to really slurp your tea? Man, come on. All right. So anyway, I'm just joking. You do what you do. I added honey. Mm-hmm. Lemon and spice it up with a little bit of cinnamon. How does it taste?
It's really good.
It's good?
It's really good. Now, that's what we're sipping on literally.
Right.
But what we're about to sip on figuratively.
But we're not going to slurp on it. We're going to sip on it.
Figuratively, we're about to talk about what?
Letting people go. And sometimes that can be hard to do because, you know... Brian, if you don't stop. But seriously,
before we get into this is what I want to say.
All right.
I want the listeners to understand that you and I have different a different perspective. We are married, yes.
Yes, we are.
But we are a contrast.
We are.
So often we see things from a different angle. The way I like to say it is this way. I explain this way. Mm-hmm. We both believe in loving kindness. We both believe in righteousness and justice because that's the character of God.
Absolutely.
That's his attributes. You tend to dwell more around that loving kindness. We both believe in righteousness, but I dwell more around that justice. Okay.
You know what, Brian? I think that's what makes us work because I have to balance
you and balance me well.
Because I promise you, I have dealt a lot with people in my life that have brought a lot of pain because I realize, and we can dive into
that. Because see, this is how we're going to do this thing. Because see, we don't completely know the angles we're going to come at. So I'm going to let you start this thing off. And about halfway through the show, I'm going to bring up the real.
You know what?
I'm not an Omega, but that's what, you know, I grew up stepping. So the folk who bring up the real,
Tuskegee. I get it.
So,
but no, seriously, I was reading an article by William Barker. Mm-hmm. It talks about our emotional needs. And the article is 9 basic emotional needs everyone has and how to meet them.
Okay.
And he made this statement. Emotional needs are feelings or conditions we need to feel happy, fulfilled, or at peace. Without them, we may feel frustrated, hurt, or dissatisfied. Some examples of emotional needs might include feeling appreciated, feeling accomplished, feeling safe, or feeling part of a community. And I pondered on that a lot. And I was thinking about where it says feeling part of a community. And I think sometimes we want to be included so bad to whereas we don't pay attention to how we are being abused emotionally.
Exactly.
You know, because we want a relationship. And we'll talk about that a little bit different. But I summed it up to this.
Right.
People want to be accepted. The dangerous part of this desire is accepted by whom and why.
Mm.
You know, we've allowed the approval of man to speak louder than the one who created us. You know what I'm saying?
It's
tricky because we deceive ourselves into believing that others, you know, acceptance of us don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But our emotions, which we can only hide on the inside, say differently because, you know, our emotions, it spills out into our responses to the situation, you know, which we show in our attitudes, our dispositions, and our expressions. So, you know, we experience this thing and sometimes we try to hide it and mask it by saying it don't matter.
Right.
But deep down it matters because we keep finding ourselves in these chasing moments. It's like we're chasing love, but love is running because it ain't trying to connect.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
why you had to be shaking your hand?
Because I'm trying to, you know, I'm painting that picture.
She's doing the Mariah Carey.
I got
right
that
now,
Mariah
y'all.
Carey going on right here.
But I was thinking about it came to mind when Paul said, if I do anything to try to please man, that I should not be a servant of Jesus Christ, for the gospel was given to me not by man, but by the revelation of Christ.
Right.
So we should do nothing to try to please people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that just came to mind when you said that.
Right. You know, let's talk about the real problem.
Okay.
Let's deal with the real problem with this. Mm-hmm. Because this is something I personally dealt with, especially when it comes to people that say they love you, right?
Right.
Like family members and mm-hmm. close friends that you really think that's mm-hmm. supposed to show you that type of love and affection, mm-hmm. but they don't.
Right.
So you find yourself beat down, emotionally hurt and abused because you don't understand the why. But when you really think about the real problem, you have to think about this. All power no longer belongs to God if we give power to people over our life.
Mm. Mm-mm-mm.
You know how the saying goes, all power belongs to you. All power don't belong to God because mm-hmm. we're given power.
Mm-hmm.
to people over our lives.
Right, right.
You understand what I'm saying? Right. So it's like we have to, people can't handle that type power.
Mm-hmm.
So because the reason why they can't handle that power is because it's how they treat people. It's in how they treat people. Right. You know, people, they will abuse you. You know, that's why people can hurt one another. They can abuse people, mistreat, suppress, and oppress. Mm-hmm. They can ridicule, ignore. And the list goes on and on of what people can do to one another because they are walking in the power you've given them when it was never their power to have.
Mm.
Power belongs to God. Everything needs to line up with right. God, you know. Right. So stop allowing the perpetrators of power to control and manipulate you into thinking their thoughts of mm. you is, you know, it validates your worth.
Mm.
God says in Psalm 139, 17 and 18, how precious to me are your thoughts, O Lord. Mm. How vast
wow.
is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand.
More number than the sand.
Right. So God's thoughts should fill us, right, with such mm-hmm. peace. It don't matter who cut us off. It don't right. matter who don't love us. It don't right. matter who don't like us, who don't want to accept us and build a relationship with us. It don't matter. Because
right.
if we focus on God,
mm-hmm.
and we focus on his love for us
mm-hmm.
and we build our trust in that alone, mm-hmm. it should help us when we are dealing with people who are really probably never was meant to be in our lives in the first place.
Yeah. 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 That's good. That's good. I'm thinking about Genesis. I'm thinking about Eve. I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking about how the devil came up
right.
and he basically told her, you know, if you do this, you will become like God. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And all she had to do was just to know that she doing, you know, he basically was telling her, if you do this, you will become like God.
Right.
Okay. But she didn't realize that you just be.
Yeah.
And then doing comes out of being.
Mm-hmm.
Being right. don't come out of doing.
Right.
And the reason I'm bringing that up is because when you're dealing with people
mm-hmm.
that are hurting you,
right.
often their language is twisted.
Right.
You know, it's like the enemy. They're telling you something different
mm-hmm.
from what God would say.
Exactly.
They're treating you differently than how God
mm-hmm.
would treat you. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's twisted.
Mm-hmm.
It's twisted. And the devil used the same, you know, tactics he used from the beginning.
Yeah.
So you got to know who you be.
Right.
And then people won't
You know, exactly. And it's like we're heartbroken by people
mm-hmm.
because we want so bad what we need to let go of in order to live the freedom that God has placed before us.
Say that again. That was heavy.
It just came. Hold on. It's like, wait, let me think. I said, we want so bad
mm-hmm.
what we need to let go of
right.
in order to have the freedom and the joy that God has for our life.
Okay.
I mean, I said it different the first time, mm-hmm. so you got to catch it when it's mm-hmm. raw.
I call it.
You know, because hurt people,
mm-hmm.
and they feed off your pain. So you need to stop cooking them that stew.
Mm-hmm. You just thought you said something.
I said something. I mean, mic drop. You know what I'm saying? It's like you got that pot and you cooking up their
right.
emotions. You know what I mean? It's like because
right.
we're feeding into that power that they feel they have over our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be happy if I don't give you happiness.
Mm.
You won't walk in joy and fulfillment if I don't compliment you or accept you or be your friend or love you like a relative should love you, a family member, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To build a relationship with you, you won't be happy. And you know what you're doing? When you walk around sad and disappointed, heartbroken and tears, you are doing nothing but signing off, like my friend Vernice said, on their mess.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. You're accepting their behavior and you're right. giving them the power that was never meant for them to have That's over right. your life.
That's right. That's right. You listening to them.
Yeah.
And you know the truth.
You know the truth.
But you listening to lies.
Because Satan is the
father of lies.
He's the father of lies.
When you get right down to it, at the essence of it, it's lies.
It's lies. You know, it's lies.
It's under that umbrella.
Right.
You know.
It's like, you know, don't be a slave to people bondage, you know, because it will rob you of your peace. And this is the thing, too. We have relationships around us.
Mm-hmm.
But what's crazy, God knows as humans that we have emotional needs and he have people that are placed in our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, to fulfill those needs, right? I mean, he's the ultimate fulfiller, but right. God is relational and right. he have people right. placed in your life.
That's
right?
what's cool about God. It's a family.
It's a family, but it's not the people, right? The ones you think that matters.
Mm.
So you're blinded to what God is placing before you because you won't get your eyes off the ones who won't accept you. It's like, I won't feel complete unless I'm accepted by this group of people.
Mm.
I don't matter unless I'm accepted
by this group,
no matter what God has for me, no matter the people that's really loving on me and building relationship with me, if these people don't accept me.
Mm. And see, that's what like the and I kind of touched on that a little bit when we were talking about in-laws. When I was saying that when Jesus, they came to the house and it was like, Jesus, your folk outside, your mom and them outside. And he was like, who is my mother?
Right.
Who is my brother?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Those who do the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
But some people look at it, well, you know, if it's not mama, if it's not, you're seeking love and validation from a person, your blood, or, you know, like you were just saying, who you want to, instead of embracing this, what God is giving you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You might not have you might have a challenge with your blood, brother. And you so focused on your blood, brother, that you not looking at this other brother that God has brought into your life.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Surrogates. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm a little interested. I mean, you opened this up and said we have two different perspectives. And I'm just curious.
Well, it's not.
Because I know you got that radical thing going on with you, bro. You know, bro. I'm like, go ahead and tell me what's up.
It's we on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just
that's some good tea. I'm sorry.
Yes, it is. I'm just a little bit more like, you know, I'll just say it like this. I thought about the word let.
Okay.
The word let means not prevent or forbid, allow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when you let people go that are not considering your best interests, treat you like a withdrawal account where no deposits of encouragement, edification, or mutual affection is made, then it is your obligation to prevent and forbid them from hurting you any longer. Okay. It is a choice. It is a decision that you have to make to say, hey, I'm not going to let them do it any longer. So, you know, I came up with a alliteration, or I came up with an acrostic or a acronym.
Okay. Let's hear let.
How do you know when to let people go?
Mm-hmm.
So the L is you have to look at the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
L is for look. E, evaluate.
Mm.
And T, travel.
Travel.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in just a second. So really, it's just that simple. You know, you have to look at the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look. I'm reminded of a story when Jesus walked up on that tree. And at that time and in that ecology, you know, the leaves grew first, okay? And as the leaves grew, then the fruit was behind
the leaves. Right.
Where in our ecology over here, you'll see the fruit and then the leaves will be behind it. So when he walked up to that tree, he moved away those leaves and there was no fruit.
Right.
Okay. And he wasn't pleased. Okay. He actually cursed the tree. Okay. So my whole point is that you have to look closely, because sometimes people will appear, you know what I'm saying, to have that fruit. But, you know, as you get closer to that person, and, you know, you'll see if it is real. Okay.
So that's where the evaluate come in then.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is
you look.
Okay. You look at the fruit.
Okay.
And see.
Right.
All right. Then evaluation. So this is what it is. Evaluation is this. It is a systematic determination of a subject's merit, worth, and significance using criteria governed by a set of standards. The primary purpose of evaluation, in addition to gaining insight into prior or existing initiatives, is to enable reflection and assist in the identification of future change. I ain't trying to be deep on it.
No.
But to enable reflection, you got to reflect. Is it going to be future change? Okay. You have to think about that, because as you look, you see what I'm saying? Is it, you know, you close to this person? It's typically someone very close to you. You see what I'm saying? And you have to evaluate.
So you're evaluating their behavior changes.
Character. Is it love? Is it love? Real?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like what people say, if they keep doing the same thing.
It's insanity to keep doing the same thing, but expect different results.
Right. But it's another part too that says something about, if they show you, believe them.
Yeah. Yeah. If they show you who they are, believe them.
Right. That's what it is. If people show you who they are, believe them.
Right.
Gotcha.
So it's again, I like this one. It says, systematic determination of a subject's merit, worth, and significance using criteria governed by a set of standards. What standards? You see what I'm saying? Where are the fruit of the spirit in that relationship? Where is the love? Where is the kindness? Where is the patience?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you have to look, you have to evaluate. And then, you know me, I'm like, when that fruit ain't right, it's time for you go from one place to another. You travel. After you look and you see somebody don't have you in their best interest, that's real talk.
So that's because the let go part.
This is the thing, and I want y'all to listen to me very closely. You have to stop trying to fix people that's breaking you.
Say that again.
You have to stop trying to fix people that's breaking you.
Right. And you also have to stop living a lie. If people are showing you the bad fruit, don't try to fix it up and pretend like it's good fruit, because you want that relationship so bad.
Right. Right.
Don't ignore the facts. And it's not about being cruel. It's about the mere fact that you are not, your God care for you so much. You know, it's not worth your person, to be torn down emotionally. Your emotions, love you. Love who God created in you, and don't allow people, you know what I mean, to disrupt that.
Yeah. So, and you got to look, you got to evaluate, then you got to travel.
Then you got to travel.
When that evaluation ain't right,
pack up some,
you got to travel. Now, some people out there going to go deep on it. They're going to be like, well, Brian, that seemed a little cruel. You know, that's judging. That's because, see, people love to use that judge not. Let's go to Matthew 7 right quick.
Okay.
We talked about balance.
Right.
Judge not that you, right in Matthew 7, get your Bible, y'all, 7. Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but you do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is a log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. But see, this is what I love about the scripture. See, people will stop reading right there. They'll just stop reading. But let's continue to read, because in verse 6 it says, do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you. So what is that talking about? So one, it says, but that's the beauty of balance and equilibrium and why we have to properly exegete the text. See that Bible coming out of here. Because see, what it's talking about there, dogs were scavengers of the street and were considered unclean. Okay. The enemies of Israel covenant community. Pigs were rejected by the Jews as well. All right. But this is the thing. Pearls symbolize great value of the message of the kingdom of heaven. So this is the thing, y'all. Yes, 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 we should be slow to judge. Yet we should be wise in discerning the character of people and not indefinitely continue proclaiming the gospel to those who adamantly reject it. You see what I'm saying? So you should do the same with your love concerning people, because if people are continuing to reject your love, if people are continuing to trample on your love, you have to shake the dust off your feet. You have to use your discernment. You got to move on. You got to stop trying to fix people that's breaking you.
So in essence, you're saying, are people worth your tears? Are people worth you going into a depression? Are people worth you feeling lowly, or, you know, like you don't value yourself because you're not accepted? So those are the things that are dangerous. And in the meantime, do you treat people nasty and cold? You do not. You pray for them and you love them. Sometimes it's okay to love people from a distance and pray that God would deal with their heart.
Because that distance is what? That means you've traveled.
You put some
shoes. You have to travel.
You put on some
because see, that's what I did some folk. Because see, I done looked at how they done treated me. They'd have been nasty to me. They lied on me. You know what I'm saying? And then you evaluate that thing. And then it's time to do what? Say it with me real slow.
Travel.
It's time to go from one place
to another. Put one foot in front
of the other. And soon you'll be walking across the floor.
I could remember the rhythm.
I just love it.
You sing that song. Okay, but in all seriousness, as we close tonight, you know, it's just something to think about. You have to understand, if God's thoughts of you are more in number than the sand, that means that he loves you in, you know, his love for you is strong, you know, and you have to value his love and don't allow people to tear that down and take that away because they don't accept you for who you are. Don't try to change for other people. God has placed people in your life, no matter how small your circle is. It can be one or two people. Be grateful and thankful for love and stop chasing people who don't want to treat you the way God would want you to be treated.
That's it. I need to come up with a acronym for travel.
Oh, Lord.
And then we're just going to do a show on travel.
I need you to put your passport somewhere.
But in all seriousness, you have to, there's some people out there listening, and some of y'all, it's time for you to let some people go.
Yeah, it's time you to saw
the fruit,
hurt.
You've looked as you've seen the fruit, you've evaluated, you see that they don't have you and their best interest. They're not considering your interest. And it's just time to move on.
And it's not selfish, so don't feel bad about it.
See, she coming with that. That's the loving kindness. You know, I'm coming with that justice.
You are. But I'm just saying, and being balanced, it's nothing wrong with deciding to care for yourself, meaning not to be abused emotionally.
And it's nothing wrong with traveling.
All right, y'all. Good night. We're so glad that you came and listened to us. You know, give us some comments. Write us some comments below, okay? And we'll see you next time
on Tea and Conversations.
Good night.